You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are also online at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. A new study has found older Americans are increasingly subjected to hunger and poverty. Bishop Don Dixon Williams of Bread for the World, which sponsored the study, says nationwide, 5.3 million older Americans struggle to put food on the table.
Some folks are having to make a choice between their medications and even buying groceries. So as people get older, their income gets lower, and when their income gets lower, they are not able to do some of the things that they had been able to do previously, and so their choices that have to be made.
Seniors in our area are no exception.
Good morning, everybody.
But the Treasure Coast Food Bank helps out with programs such as the Mobile Food Pantry. Here at the clubhouse in the Banner Lakes community in Hobe Sound, more than a dozen volunteers carry out a practiced routine to help those in need every Friday morning. Tables are set up in the well-used room of the building, which dates back to the 1930s. Food is trucked in and arranged for the day's shoppers, as they're called. Don Lepore is among them.
I have been without many times, and just to be able to get fresh produce and different things, you know, it just, every little bit helps. And if it wasn't here, I wouldn't have it. And I appreciate it very much, and I'm thankful.
She says she comes here about once a month and takes only what she needs, like lettuce and tomatoes. She skips the bread. She's trying to get herself back on track from recent tragedy.
Yeah, my husband died. And then I got evicted, so yeah, I'm kind of like a little in the destitute state, but I'm slowly getting out of it, and this was here to help me.
Tears roll down her cheeks when she talks of her loss, but her eyes never lose their hopeful shine. Lepore is able to come to the clubhouse to choose her food. Others can't make that trek, but that doesn't mean they don't get help. At least not as long as food bank volunteer Jimmy Haslam has anything to say about it. She hustles around preparing boxes of food for some of Banner Lake's older residents.
I have two ladies, they're sisters. One is 95 and the other is 92. And I always take her box and she just meet me and just, come on, you got to give me a hug and kisses. And the one that's 95, she had a stroke. And usually when I go there every morning, she's sitting there eating breakfast. And she said, you fix me the best boxes. I said, well, I'll shop with you all like I would myself.
I'm seeing that we're getting more successful in serving the elderly.
Matt Churchy is with the Treasure Coast Food Bank, which has been running this mobile pantry site for about 2 years now.
One of the biggest things with serving that group is the reluctance on their part to ask for help. You know, it's my personal belief that they're a highly vulnerable group due to the fact that they don't get out like families do.
One solution is partnerships with veterans organizations to help reach portions of our older population.
Would you like a bag?
Yes, please. I'm just going to get like three.
Oh, okay. You can get a whole box outside.
Okay. All right.
Once the setup is completed, shoppers start moving through the food pantry. In all, 80 to 100 people will be served. There are such programs in each of our counties, and volunteers are always needed. Contact the food bank for more information. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.